In this episode, we're going to talk about the classic fable of the fox and the hedgehog, which offers deep insights through its simple narrative. Now, this is originally attributed to the Greek poet Archilochus and is often summarized by the phrase, "The fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing." So let's break down the differences between the fox and the hedgehog. And of course, we're going to tie this back into retirement planning for your future. Now, the fox, his biggest character traits are depicted as being clever, cunning, and resourceful. It's capable of coming up with numerous strategies to achieve its goals. On the surface, that sounds great. The fox's approach to problems is with flexibility and creativity, always thinking of new ways to outsmart others. Again, sounds positive. Its strengths are adaptability and diverse thinking are part of its major strong suits. It can maneuver through complex situations with ease. Its weaknesses, though, are a multitude of ideas can sometimes lead to overcomplication, remember that, making it challenging to commit to a single effective solution. Now, how does that compare to the hedgehog? Because the character traits of the hedgehog are being simple, straightforward, and focused. It relies on one main strategy to handle challenges. You probably, if you're a regular listener to the show, you probably know where I'm going with this. The hedgehog approaches problems with a single powerful method to defend itself, which is rolling into a ball with its spines pointing outward. Its strengths are being able to approach with an extremely effective and reliable focus. The hedgehog doesn't get distracted by many different tactics. It sticks to what it knows works. The weaknesses, however, because of the hedgehog's singular approach, can be a disadvantage in situations where flexibility and creativity are required. So this fable is often used to illustrate the idea that different situations may require different approaches. In some cases, the diverse strategies of the fox can be advantageous, while in other situations, the focused and consistent method of the hedgehog proves superior. Okay, so what's the whole point of me telling you this story here? Traditional retirement planning, you probably knew where I was going with this, is very much like the fox, where you or your advisor are constantly chasing interest rates or the hottest new investment, or you're so diversified that you cannot get any traction with what you're trying to accomplish because you're chasing multitudes of ideas and strategies that are overcomplicated and most of the time less effective. However, when you take the hedgehog approach, you implement a singular focus for every dollar that you have, and you have a powerful method to defend yourself and to take advantage of other opportunities. And this all comes back to the same thing I ask every person I talk with: what is the purpose of the money? What do you want the money to do? And when do you want it to do it? So if we take a very focused hedgehog strategy, and we define the purpose of every dollar that you have, okay, we need a portion of the money to create an income. Boom, income annuity, hedgehog strategy. Okay, we need a safe bucket that we can dip into every once in a while. Boom, hedgehog strategy, MIGAs, FIAs, CDs, bonds if you like, whatever. Okay, we're looking for long-term growth and inflation offset. Boom, stocks, hedgehog strategy. We're looking to leave money behind in the most effective way to our kids and our grandkids. Boom, life insurance, hedgehog strategy. Hey, we want to get a little crazy and try and get a big score. Speculation, boom, cryptocurrencies, IPOs, whatever else you can think of that's out there, hedgehog strategy. Now, trying to kind of put a bow on this whole thing, because I know it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but I just wanted to make that point of the differences of what most advisors are doing out there, which is taking the fox's strategy and running around and chasing different things, trying to look good. The hedgehog, at the end of the day, very, very focused approach. And I kind of want to wrap this together because I'm a big fan of one-liners, and I came across this one that says, "Time is the only currency you spend without knowing the balance. Use it wisely." And the problem is that we just think we have unlimited time. Nobody wants to think about how little time we may have left. So on average, we get maybe 80, 85, 90, at the most, 100 summers. So what I'm saying here is that if we can get a hedgehog approach to your retirement, knowing that you're going to be okay, you're never going to run out of money, we're not going to put things off. We're not going to waste the balance of whatever time we may have left. So when we have a strategy put together for you, book the trip, go on that hike, go to the beach, spend time with those that you love and tell them that you love them. This is what retirement is supposed to be all about. And again, the fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing. So everyone, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. And if you want to know what a hedgehog strategy looks like, I would suggest the first place to start would be my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. And then once you have a chance to work your way through that, I would highly suggest just booking a short phone call to get your questions answered, which you can do by going to atlasannuity.com. And if you're finding this information helpful, or you know somebody who could benefit from the information, do us a favor, share it with someone. Please like the episode. Please subscribe to the podcast. That helps get the information out to more people. And we certainly appreciate all the support of the people who do listen on a regular basis. So everybody, again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 54 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and we'll see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.